Sorry.
It's game time.
Quiet, please. I am analyzing.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Is the next step the transplantation of the human brain?
Ballsy. Stupid, but ballsy.
Stand by for action.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Okay.
Remember, we're not dealing with an intelligence on our own level.
Bring in the logic probe!
Ooh!
End of line.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.vorpalnetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
Stand by for action.
Gamer's Haven Special Edition.
Oh, good. It's all right. We've got at least 5 minutes.
You can pull up to that table if you want.
Who has not played this game before? Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
You look
I'm
at
let Jay finish
game.
His fried cheese right? That he is so fond of, Mr. Lactose Intolerance.
Hey, Kira?
Yes, ma'am.
You think he'll get addicted to it? Oh, it is special news.
Yes. I don't know anyone who hasn't.
We
are the sweet, sweet drug drinkers of Oregon.
So in front of these people,
oh, come on.
Well,
it's only candy.
And
by the way, none of you are diabetic, right? Besides Vicky. Yeah, but she's already playing Hump Swirly and Hubcap, so she has no excuses.
Oh, God.
I love that.
You understand
I've had too much already.
You die during...
Oh, yes, I should collect tickets. Everybody have a ticket or a generic token.
I've already collected yours.
It's present. I just need to get it.
I have not.
Please don't
hurt me.
And I have been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
Jay,
can I just
say they had more people than they had GMs?
It's a North Market. It's easy to find.
Quite frankly, that's my pleasure.
You don't know Vicky then.
These are games
okay,
that are
I like it.
Well, Vicky's already heard the spiel.
No money?
I have tickets. Right. I just cannot find 10 tickets.
I do not know where she is.
She's not here.
She is not here. I can't imagine where she would be.
She's probably
from the Tokyo. Oh, I hope she is not in the song.
That.
The one. Akira.
Ha ha!
All right.
Now those of you that Hey, how's it going? Those of you that have played this game before, of course know that right now is the time of day. This is the quietest you'll ever see this room for the next 2 hours.
That's including that side.
Including that side.
I hope so! There's a huge black bottle of
we are called up in there. We are focused. We are zen. And moving away from the baby slightly so that when we actually start to feel,
we are not feeling.
You'll like to be a baby.
Because the chitlin is now hugged by dread, I'd totally be young and baby.
I believe that now
we may start.
For we are called. We are focused.
We start as we end.
So. As you already know,
you are here to play. It's
the Advanced Dimensional Breeding Educational Preparatory Super Electric Fortune 555. The Great School of Suburban Growth, the City Center of Anime
No new record.
This is, of course, based on the cartoon show, the wildly popular cartoon series of the same name, which was totally new and totally awesome when you were a kid.
Whether you're as young as this one right here,
or as old as me,
it was on and brand new when you were just a little one. You'd wake up every Saturday morning and eat a big bowl of sugar frosted chocolate covered sugar rose. And if you sit down and you're perfectly honest, you would not be paying attention to anything, and your mom would be like, clean your room. And you're like, Mom, the TV show's on. She's like, I don't care, clean your room. Mom, the TV show's on. Clean your room. Go like that for the whole entire episode, and then finally you'd be done, and then you'd have to clean your room. But then you would go to school on Monday, and they'd be like,
it's totally awesome, and you didn't even see that. What about that one thing?
I was exploding. But there was always that one girl that didn't watch the show, or that was upset and reminded the teacher when they had to give back, didn't give homework and stuff like that. Nobody liked her and gave her a wedgie all the time. But because of the fact that this game is based on the TV show, this is a TVY7 game, and that means that
nothing would ever happen on a TVY7 show, not shown on Fox, will ever happen here.
That means no nudity, unless you're playing
Harley, which nobody is, so it doesn't matter. That means no cussing, because the principal did not fight in the potty mouth wars of 19-diggity-12 for you to use foul language in his school. They had to say diggity because Jay stole their word for pie.
We chased me down for diggity 75,000 miles to get back.
That also means no innuendo. And even in fact, even the word innuendo will probably get you landed in detention. Copyright infringement. As you well know, everything in this game is completely original. Completely and totally original, the drink of the Kool-Aid. So if you think that you've seen characters like Martin the Mercurian, or, Prince Vandersnewton, the richest kid ever, or, Colonel Vasquez, the crack commando squad leader, you are obviously either A, mistaken, and it's easy to do that. I mean, it's Saturday at a con, so, we can see how that would happen.
And then
somebody has gone forward or backward in time using a time machine to steal our ideas and take money out of our pockets and food out of our children's mouths, who may be sitting right here. It's you!
Right here. It's you.
Or you are lying to hurt our feelings, and why would you do that? I mean, really, seriously, why would you do that? So, of course, everything in this game is totally original. What else? There's, in the unlikely event of violence.
Yeah.
Extraordinarily likely event of violence.
Not inevitable.
Don't even say nigh. In the inevitable event of violence, it will always be cartoony and have no lasting ramifications whatsoever, just like in real life. So, for example, if you push your brother down the stairs onto some knives covered in bullets and explosions, he'll be totally fine. he'll stand up and he'll be like covered in soot and his eyes will be blinking and his hair will be like this. And then it'll like go and he'll be fine and totally, totally great.
And clean.
And totally clean.
Yes.
Adults in this world are omnipotent. They can do anything better than you. They are stronger. They are faster. They're better than you at everything.
Including Willow.
However, they, just like adults in real life, once they reach the age of about 14, they stop noticing everything in the world. For example, Eagle here has been a zombie for like a year. He shambles around, his body parts fall off and occasionally move on their own. He, you guys can smell him from a mile away, but his parents still haven't noticed.
Over here.
You left it.
Your eyeball's over there. His parents still haven't noticed. We've gotten the originality, we've got the thing, rules. Rules. I guess we do rules. All right. I need you all to pick up one of these off the table and shake it. You know the drill. This is one peso. That's the baby of the angel.
Someone take a picture. Dear God, someone take a picture.
This is AK-12. I will give you a brief tutorial on how to use dice. You take it. You will roll it on the table. There will be a number on the outside and a number on the inside. You will add them up to get a number between 2 and 12. You will need to roll equal to or less than a number on your character sheet that I tell you to roll against.
And if the die is cocked inside?
Then you pound the table until the die is no longer cocked.
Right.
You will have certain things on your report cards. Math and science represents your thinky bits.
Science.
That's your science. Understanding stuff or figuring things out or remembering where the bathroom was. Then you have physical education. Your physical education is everything to do with your body. So running and jumping and climbing trees and putting on makeup while you're up there is physical education. Your social studies is your ability to interact with other people, your ability to win friends and influence people, your skill at convincing other people to do your bidding, the ability to tell your parent, your mom, that it totally wasn't you that pushed your brother down the stairs, that was your other brother that you just made up. Then we have an elective. Everybody has an elective, which is your superpower. That's the thing you are better at than anybody else. Then you have other classes. Your other classes are other things that you are good at. Your health is what you roll against if you are damaged. If I tell you you're hurt or injured or whatever, you will roll equal to or less than your health, and if you fail, you will be sent to the nurse's office. He needs improvement. Everybody has one thing they need improvement in. Some people named Sid have two things that they need improvement in. If you are trying to do something against your thing that you need improvement in, you will need to roll equal to or less than a 2 on 2d6. Do the math. Finally, everybody's favorite part of Advanced Dimensional Green Ninja Educational Preparatory School Elementary Course 555, you have snacks. Your snacks are how many pieces of candy you start the game with. Your candy can accomplish one of four things. Number one, you can spend it by giving it to us to automatically succeed on any goal, even if you've already rolled and failed. Number two, we may give you candy for doing something totally funny. Number three, your snack power can either give you candy for doing stuff or allow you to use candy for other stuff.
I give candy away.
Number four, the universal game mechanic patented by a Windmill Game Company. You may eat the candy, and it is delicious. It is a universal game mechanic because we guarantee that you can take this candy to another game, and it will be just as delicious as if you ate it at this game.
And by patented, you mean before us, candy wasn't tasty.
It's
now
true.
It is.
Now it is.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yay. Now we'll describe the world.
All right, we begin with... Because you are living in the suburbs or in the city, the center of the internet multiverse, which is constantly shifting and morphing things, which is why you have ninjas and super geniuses and robot cats and zombies and and you, and blah, 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 all in the same world. The big gang heads together and decide who to entrust their most valuable and precious cargo.
That being you guys.
They had two pirate bus drivers who were reliably shipping dimensions into their creatures that we dare not speak their names.
That's why in the first day of school, your mom tells you things like, be good, listen to your friends, listen to your teachers, eat that apple that I packed in your lunch. Do not trade it for candy again.
Do not look your bus driver in a place where it's supposed to have a face.
Don't say its name. And especially not three times. And whatever you do,
do not be the last kid on the bus,
because everybody knows somebody who went to college with somebody whose brother's, sister's, uncle's, father's former roommate was the last kid on the bus. And that way lies madness. Or becoming a writer for this game.
He's the principal of the school. He's also a veteran of the war.
Which war?
Thank you. All wars that ever happened.
Every war that ever will be. Principal Mueller is a veteran of. He's a veteran of the Second Wars. He is a veteran of World War I, World War II, World War III, World War Z. World War N.
World War Hulk.
Revolutionary War.
Revolutionary War 2, the secret one. Battle of the Stars, Battle of the Bands.
Because of this, he suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder and is blown up in flashbacks. As he travels through the hell, with his Quint Magnums of Opus NPI.
Okay.
He has no qualms with shooting students. That is why your hall pass is
this big, bright yellow, and bulletproof with handles on the back.
Next, we go to the janitor. The janitor is totally and completely evil.
So evil, in fact, that even Team Evil is scared of him.
If there is something wrong with the
even if you're fearless, you're scared of him.
That one of you is not causing it.
We're certainly not looking at you, Team Evil.
Not at all. He runs the 10,000 hex of detention beneath the boiler room.
The Japanese have a lot of hex.
If you break into the TVY7 codes, you will be shot into detention. What happens in detention is you sit out until one of two things happen. Either we forget that we sent you to detention, or it is dramatically appropriate for you to return. And by dramatically appropriate, is the perfect time for you to come back to take a truck ton of damage.
What kind of a truck ton?
A
metric truck ton of damage, which is 1.1 times the size of a standard truck ton.
That is a janitor. Speaking of other things that can knock you out, you have the nurse's office. Nobody has ever seen the nurse, but anytime you get hurt, a glowing door will appear. You will step out on the side of there with a cookie in your hand and a band-aid on your head, and everything will be fine. It does not matter what happened to you. This is what will happen. This is what we call the sing-along part of the
sing-along portion of our show.
All right.
No matter where you are hurt, no matter how you are hurt, you will come out of the glowing door with a cookie in your hand and a band-aid on your head. So, for example, if you are shot in the arm,
band-aid on the head.
Shot in the legs,
band-aid on the head.
Shot in the feet,
band-aid on the head.
Disintegrated,
band-aid on the head.
Somebody goes back in time and makes it so your parents never met, so you're not born.
Band-aid on the head.
All right, now we go to the lightning round. Feet,
band-aid.
Knees,
band-aid on the head.
Elbow,
band-aid on the head.
Head,
band-aid on the arm.
All right.
Seems that some of you may have played this game before.
Then
we go to Truant Officer Dredd. If you ever try to leave school grounds, know you were looking at anybody named Sid.
Did you forget there's an Andrew?
He's absolutely right.
That's your dad.
That's my dad?
Yeah.
In the unlikely event that you try to leave school grounds, you will hear the rumbling of a loud motorcycle, and a shadow will pass over the sun, and a chin will block out the street. A chin so mighty that it once beat up Bruce Campbell's, Reese Witherspoon's, and Jay Leno's chins.
With one chin,
Time Ryan's chin, while Chuck Norris's chin sat in the corner and cried like a girl.
Hi, Dad.
And you'll hear, freeze, Truant. No. Return to school grounds immediately. Truant is a horrible offense. You have 3 seconds to comply.
The game's kind of crossed your
mind.
Fair enough.
He will actually count to three before shooting you with his detention giver, sending you to detention and nurse's office at the same time. That's all the world of humans know. Now we go to the characters. We don't have John Pass Willow, so therefore...
Do we have any kindergartners? Kindergartners.
Kindergartners.
Victor von Bismarck.
Yeah.
He's the kindergarten super genius, and he would have taken over the world by now if it wasn't for that 8 o'clock bedtime.
Bedtime!
Victor von Bismarck, how many snacks do you start with?
I start with
9!
And what is your snack superpower?
I can spin a snack to place the kaboom device on anything.
Yes, Victor from this month may spend a snack to put a red button on anything. Do we have any kindergartners? Kindergartners.
All right,
first graders. Heavy May is the grade school ninja kid.
Zero cannon.
Nobody knows whether Heavy May is a boy or a girl. Seriously, it's a six-year-old in a ninja costume.
If you can tell the difference, you should not be playing this game.
There is one person that saw which bathroom Heavy May was in.
That is Pat.
We'll get to why Pat doesn't remember which one it
there
was.
There is one other person, the Canadian ninja.
The Canadian
may also know what gender Heavy May is. But he is not telling, eh?
It would be right, eh?
Would not be
Heavy May. Tell me, sex do you start with?
He's a 4.
And what is your sex power?
I can see anywhere I want to be.
I'm just down.
It is.
Heavy May can hear anywhere he wants. He, she,
yes.
He wants to be.
We have other first graders. First graders?
I know, but you got one for being maniacal. You get one for being ninja. We have another first graders, second graders. Do we have any second graders? Of course not, because nobody's playing Nick. Do we have any third graders?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. We're going to go with Belle, the princess of badminton, because she is a princess. Belle is, of course, the princess of badminton, you know, and does all the things that princesses do. She's a fairy tale princess, and, you know, she's got a really pretty dress, and she talks to birds, and she also is the princess of badminton, so she's really good at badminton, and happens to have a giant dog named Sebastian that is smarter than most of you.
He already has 2 doctorates.
He already does have 2 doctorates from correspondence obedience.
One is in fetch, the other, I believe, is ancient English literature.
English literature, yes.
We're having a discussion about this.
Belle, how many snacks do you start with?
And what is your snack superpower?
I can make a badminton and fetch roll to catch a snack anytime a player throws it.
Anytime any of you throw a snack, she can make a badminton and fetch roll to catch it.
Out of this evil building.
If she actually catches it for real, she gets it without the roll. Do we have any other third graders? Who do we do? Abel or Blake? Hank Jensen is the jovial lug of the Teslatron team.
He's originally from Nuvenuska, Denmark. She does not have as bad of a speech impediment as her father, Broden, over there does. But, you know, Steven might be a bit hard to understand.
Yeah.
Hank does not like bullies and usually beats them up and makes sure they're playing fair. I'm not looking at anyone in
particular. Not looking at anyone in particular named Sid.
Now you might have...
He's the punch in the face.
Self.
Make an animal magnet.
Self.
Self.
Just test the drone.
Team.
What is
I am glad you asked. We will explain it later. Hank Johnson, Hank pilots the green capybara heavy weapons vehicle of the Teslatron team.
Hank, how many snacks do you have?
I have 3.
And what is your snack superpower?
I can take a snack away from anyone actively bullying with another successful protector of the weak roll. Yeah.
Looking in your direction, Team Evil, if you bully someone, Hank can take candy from you.
Bonus candy!
The bonus candy is for your accent.
It is very authentic.
Yeah,
you did.
Nurse Denmark London has a very distinctive accent.
Bork.
Next, we go to Abel. Abel Wish. Abel is a zombie with a heart.
His own.
Whereas
Abel is
zombies.
The nicest kid in the school, whereas most zombies crave the flesh of the living, Abel craves the company of the living.
No!
And just wants to hang out with you and be your friend.
We will explain Abel's backstory when we get under bit later. Abel, how many snacks do you start with?
4.
And what is Abel's snack power?
Anybody!
That's right. Abel has learned that sharing is caring and can give snacks to anybody. Including me.
Hey,
what are you saying? He's saying I have bad breath?
Yes. Okay, that's our third graders. Fourth graders. Do we have any fourth graders? All right, we have Prince
Von der Snooten. Prince Von der Snooten is the richest kid, well, ever. That stack of money right there. Our most glorious president for life, Prince Reginald Von der Snooten. That money there is his allowance until I am done speaking. Prince Van der Snooten is served by an army of men and women who all look different and have different jobs and things like that, but Prince Van der Snooten could not be bothered to remember their names. He just calls them all Jeeves. He has people to remember their names. Their names are Jeeves. Prince Van der Snooten, how many stacks do you start with?
Boy, I always 17. Have time for you.
17, I do believe it is, sir.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Mac and cheese, there's too much.
Mac and cheese, not McCheese.
That's
my Irish power.
I can give anybody snacks in exchange for a service.
He can bribe you to do anything. Do we have another fourth graders? No, we do not. Fifth graders. All graders.
Daily in the city.
Fifth graders.
What are we going to do about that?
He scares me.
I would, but I can only bring it up before committee. Perhaps if there was a committee just...
Witch is the evil witch, callous beyond her years. She is probably the most evil character in the game. She is friendly. Freddy is so evil that last year she murdered her brother Abel in a magical ritual to increase her own dark powers, but in order to keep Mom from fighting out and totally grounding her for like a week, she reanimated him as a zombie and welded his soul back into his body. Best sister ever. She totally lets you play awesome games like Electric Chair and
Lightning Storm
and Decapitation and Bury the Dead. It's the best
Buried Alive.
Best sister ever. And how many snacks you start with?
That would be crap. It would be very sharp of you to do such.
And what is your snack superpower?
I cannot bear much more of this.
Just be careful.
She can make kindergartners that don't even go to this school cry in anguished chorus. Frogs and leeches crawl from the walls. The sky rains red caro syrup.
All about that and motivate the masses.
Any other fifth graders? Mark the Mercurian is an exchange student from Mercuria. He is an alien who totally may be sent to destroy the Earth. Or something.
Alright, where are we going next?
Martin the Mercurian hates you because you have those pitiful human appendages that you call feet. Martin, how many snacks do you start with? And what is your snack superpower?
I can spend a snack to control a character's mind.
And an evil corporation or something.
Yes, you can spend a snack to control your mind.
And then you do
something you probably won't like. Any other fifth graders? Colonel Vasquez!
This is Colonel Vasquez. Colonel Vasquez is an army boy type, right?
If you ever call her a warrior, you're going to get a face full of swirly, if you know what I mean. Colonel Vasquez is like the army boy. She is served by her crack squad of lieutenants. Lieutenants
Peck, Baracus, Murdoch, and Charlie.
Colonel Vasquez, how many snacks do you start with?
Five.
And what is your snack superpower?
I can accept fries.
That's right. Yeah. If you have a problem and you have the candy to spend, maybe you can hire
the V Team. Totally original in every way. Totally original in every single way.
And any other fifth graders? Yes, I have Ryan Wooverman.
Ryan Wooverman!
One of the greatest martial artists ever. He can like jump up and then kick things so hard that they don't even realize they've been kicked, and he wants to kick the moon into a billion pieces, then kick those billion pieces. Back in and forth back the moon, and no one ever knew that that was made of chocolate and cheese, but everybody else knew because nobody knew. And Ryan Kroon is like the most annoying kid ever. Like the whiniest, most annoying little redhead. Like, I mean, he's a ginger kid.
Come on, frankly, really, what kind of martial artist wears orange?
He's a ginger. I never get to be a ginger.
How many snacks do you start with, Ryu?
Not at once. I'm with you.
That's six.
so I'm not trying to steal anybody's thunder, but maybe I'm
counting in Japanese.
Great idea!
Because that's where it's animated.
And Ryan, what is your snack superpower?
I get a snack every time I use a new secret martial arts technique in combat.
Give us an example of one of your secret martial arts techniques. You know how it works, though.
Hyper-explosive vacuum reverse punch!
As everybody knows, you cannot do martial arts without
unless you yell the name of the martial arts attack really, really loud.
Alright, do we have any other fifth graders?
Fifth graders.
No, sixth graders.
Six graders, raise your hands. I think we do.
I'm the most popular.
Not a good idea.
But totally in character.
We have all of the sixth graders. Alright, we're gonna start with Matilda because she is like the most popular. Out of all of you, forever.
Like, for sure,
totally. Matilda is like the most popular girl in the multiverse, and also she is a porcupine, and has like a really elaborate quill do, and a bunch of girls that follow her around and basically do anything she says. And their names are Shauna, Trisha, Sarah, and Cordelia, and they totally are awesome, but not as nearly as awesome as Matilda is. Matilda is also totally evil because she's popular and we're geeks, and like so popular kids are always mean to us. And it might be that we like wrote this game or something and like have been projecting. Matilda, how many snacks do you start with?
I totally get 7 because I'm popular, right?
You totally get 6, but I'll give you a 7th because you're popular. Here's your 7th. And Matilda, what is your special snack power?
I can make anyone spend a snack for me.
That's right. She can make anybody spend a snack for her if she asks them really nicely or just tells them what to do. Do we have any other 6th graders? 6th graders.
Yay!
I think we go with Dusty.
Speaking of the writers possibly being repressed geeks in their life, Dusty is the cutest boy in the school. He's totally a geek, though. He's a giant geek. He plays things like landscapes and lawn gnomes and, like, goes to conventions and, like, play. Like, he's the leader of his guild in Land of Lovecraft. And number one guild, yes, Innsmouth, for life. But something happened when Dusty's
memorable technique.
Oh no! When Dusty's glasses are removed,
he becomes the dreamiest dream to ever come from dreams.
He becomes irresistible to girls and cannot, and all of you want to be with him
and hang out with him and like steal him away and like put him in over there.
And Dusty has to just so everybody knows what you need to prove it.
Terrified, give it to
girls. Dusty, how many snacks do you start with?
Alright. Dusty, I've seen our future.
When? What's the whole thing?
And what is your snack superpower? A bunch of girls that don't even go to this school will show up, do something, and leave. Do we have any other sixth graders? Sixth graders.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So we're going back to the end.
Oh yeah. So this is Barry Callahan. He's a mysterious veteran of the Teslatron team. He flies the he pilots the Black Rat stealth vehicle of the Teslatron team. Now you might be asking yourself, what is the Teslatron team?
What is the Teslatron team, baby?
I'm glad you asked. Teslatron is, of course, a bunch of gigantic robotic rodent mecha that, when evil threatens, can transform and combine to form Teslatron, the defender of the multiverse.
I could make better if I wanted.
When they say their special transformation phrase, you all know it. Head, shoulders, knees and toes. They can transfer their speed lines and lens flares
and lightning.
They totally transform, and the upper body becomes an upper body, and the legs form, and then the upper body falls on the legs and falls off because there's no stomach, because the second grader isn't there to drive the stomach of the Destatron.
You all follow.
So the top half like clambers up and balances precariously on the legs as they go and fight evil.
Okay.
When things get totally dangerous, they can form blazing tetherball and create a tetherball out of light.
totally go sick house on evil. Barry, how many snacks do you start with?
Melani, what is going on?
Seven!
Melani, make a rock star roll.
I'm gonna give you 8 because you scare me.
And what is your snack superpower?
As far as music goes, because
spend a snack to make everybody mysteriously forget about one thing.
Barry, can you make you forget about one thing by spending a snack?
Because
do we have any other sixth graders?
When we trace down the world,
sixth graders.
RF9.
Pat Summers, SeaWorld. Sent from the future to save the past from the future of the past. Thousands of years ago in the future, Pat Summers was sent to this time in the stall, the Space-Time Advanced Limited Locomotor, a completely original device that changes itself to look like a perfectly normal bathroom stall. So that Pat Summers could save the world. Now, unfortunately, Pat Summers has a problem. Whenever Pat must go to the bathroom, or uses the time machine.
Not the road.
Pat Summers changes from a boy to a girl, which is why Pat does not remember which bathroom Emmy Mae was in.
Actually,
how many snacks do you start with?
Let's see. We take the several mechanics and go into the coefficients going into the other one.
Your leader might actually be.
I'm going to give you 6 because math is hard.
False.
Ooh, I'm going to give you 7. Math is hard. Let's go shopping. How many? What is your snack superpower?
Clark can spend a snack and make a successful temporal physics roll to have left something in the past for him and for her, that is me, to find now.
That's right, Pat can have gone back in time to leave something for him or herself to find now. Do we have any other sixth graders? Sixth graders, all right.
I would give you reasons, but that would be against...
We have here... student voted most likely to more likely to be on the roster than actually be in school, Sid. He is a cybernetically enhanced super skater, and he is so cool that at one point he ran away from home because his parents weren't cool enough and replaced half of his body with metal in a dark alley by himself.
Using hubcap for
light. Sid is also the biggest bully in the school. Sid, how many snacks do you start with?
I start with 2. One, because I'm so innately cool.
Oh, go last! Go back!
Kindergartners. I am going to. I'm just going to give you another one there. Sid, what is your snack superpower?
Sorry! I can gain any snacks spent in combat against me.
That's right, if you spend any snacks in combat against Sid, he gets them. Now, Sid has 2 additional superpowers that are not written on his sheet. Number 1, Sid gets bonuses to beat you up if you're younger than he is. He's 13 years old. Do the math. Number 2, Sid gets the special ability to say crap or sucks once a game.
Actually get out of the way of it.
It will be totally edgy. And everybody will go...
That is all. My snack superpower is to give somebody a snack in exchange for service.
Okay.
What you want that butterscotch?
All right.
That seems like a good trade. Next we go to Sasha. Sasha, the robot cat. Now Sasha is not actually part of the school. Sasha is not a student, but you try telling a cat who's got laser beam eyes and like titanium claws that can cut through steel that she can't go somewhere. Sasha is a robot cat with all the powers of a robot, with all the temperament of a cat.
Can I call you S9?
Let's show up and be like, now, Peppy, now, I hate you. Sasha, how many snacks do you start with?
Oh, without a doubt, there's definitely explosions and sparking.
How many snacks do you start with?
Sapphire.
3.
And what is your snack superpower? Sasha can enter sleep mode to gain snacks.
Alright, did we forget anybody? Are we all done with everybody?
Alright, I think we've gotten everybody. We've gotten everybody.
Alright, so as you remember, we...
Henry, yes. Oh yeah, Henry is totally this giant robot, and he's like right there, and like 50 feet tall, and totally covered in lasers, and candy dispensers, and he's the coolest thing ever.
You.
And he hangs around with some lame kid.
Oh, yeah, the lame kid. He's the new kid.
Fester.
Okay. Yeah. Johnny?
Larry?
Fester.
Bill. Yes, Bill. Bill is just the normal kid. Okay,
Bill. Sorry, Timmy is the normal kid at this school. He doesn't have any superpowers.
He's not particularly strong.
He's not
fast, bright.
He's picked
attractive.
Last for everything.
If you even remember to pick him.
Wait, what was that name? I had it a moment ago, but now I seem to
have it.
And Timmy, how many snacks do you start with?
She's really.
And what is your snack power?
Maybe I'll spend a snag and make us a set.
So, anyway,
completely forget about me for a scene.
He can spend a candy, and if he makes a successful being ignored role, you will completely forget he's there.
Even if you're holding him by the face and punching him and punching him and punching him and punching him.
You just won't remember what you were doing.
Just forget what you were doing. I believe that is actually all of the students. Now we have a flashback to the beginning of the episode.
Confronted by your art teacher, Mr. Hulka, the only kindergarten art teacher who may ever have looked at a finger paint and said, that is incorrect!
Okay.
And he informed you, all right, students, unfortunately the blueprints for the school all drowned in a fire. And because we're trying to host the International Chalice Cup on Sunday, we need to make sure the entire school is mapped out to make sure it's Chamblee Capped accessible. And we want to do this, so therefore your job is to take a map, make some things up, and sketch out the school. Am I understood?
Four.
Right. He doesn't make
I sense. Said, am I understood?
Yes.
I said, am I understood?
Yes.
The proper response
is, yes, sir.
Am I understood?
Whatever.
Sir, yes, sir.
I give up. I retire.
Do you know the problem is with this authoritarian?
So here is the blueprints that you have gotten so far in place
to explore. Highly detailed.
You now, you're a few more blank pieces of paper, and if anybody has blank paper with them, you will be able to make more maps that you have been in. You have been instructed to make maps and attach them to the school so that you can explore it. Yeah, Bill! What are you doing? What are you doing and where are you?
Except for Ruth and Milani. Milani is unaffected by this.
You are totally in the art room. What are you doing in the art room?
You should be in the art room. This is my coffee break. I never get away from you kids long enough. What are you doing? To my contract.
I am going to.
What is your major malfunction, child?
I was just looking for my dog.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Actually.
Yes, Matilda.
I'm totally in my school closet.
You're what? Oh.
In my school closet.
Oh, right. Yes. So Matilda has like opened up her locker and like clothes just filling the entire hallway all the way down with clothes.
All the designer brands.
Ninja disguise.
That's nice. Make me a ninja disguise roll. Until we say otherwise, in order to tell Hebby May apart from Matilda, you will need to make a math and science roll. Because, you know, Matilda sometimes wears a ninja mask.
Bow tie.
Bow tie. Very nice.
Looks very stylish.
There's
Victor von Bismarck?
What are you doing?
I am in my secret lair, trying like heck to camouflage the inferences so nobody finds it.
Alright, make me some sort of a super science roll! Science! Yeah, you do! Come with me, and I will show you the lair!
The lair.
I believe that. Oh no! Jay's back has been destroyed!
What?
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 There is a map somewhere. Find the map to send the rocker.
The locker! Xerxes, this is the secret entrance to your lair! The Colonel Vasquez's locker is the secret entrance to your lair!
On the back of my locker?
On the back?
Yeah!
Nine, it is just your locker.
No, you know it's... He sometimes provides you and your crew with
equipment. Of course,
the backup dancers are only in it.
They would like you and your crew. You've been ordered by Mr. Hulka, the art teacher, to map out the school. Map out the school. Here's the map so far. There are blank pieces of paper.
I do drawing that map on. Does not exactly fit in the national space time as we know it in this century.
So, what are you doing?
Shoot the zero cannon. We're back up there.
Abel is raising his hands.
I want to make sure all the zombies have a good time here. Do it.
So, how are you going to do this?
I just wander.
You're going to wander? Yes, Anne. That sounds delightful. Make a black magic roll.
Mind drippy dimensions. Opening up in a mystical space-time quadrinium vortex-like
okay,
would be very bad.
The middle-aged ones wanted.
The middle-aged ones. I think I would have to save.
Make me a savior from tomorrow roll to see if you can stop Anne from using her black magic.
Yes.
Anne, you wish to spend candy.
Give me your liver, Abel. Okay.
Luckily, I use chthonic.
He's using a chthonic screwdriver to try and prevent you from doing this. We're going to go to the judges. No, you can't do that yet. We're going to go to the judges. Let's see. The judges say, evil wins. Oh, no. Another dimension has been opened up to let the middle-aged ones out.
Another dimension.
How does that even work?
Wait,
that's magic.
Very good. The middle-aged ones.
I'm done with your liver.
From the nether dimensions from which they were imprisoned.
You hit the headset.
The farm and the IRS.
If I do what I'm going to do, I'm going to hurt myself, so I'm not going to actually do it.
I do not dive headfirst off the chair.
You can, however, make a mysterious veteran role to do it in game roles and be awesome.
Oh no, wait!
He makes it.
Yeah.
He just makes it.
You succeed! Barry Callahan jumps off of the bell tower. Looking totally cool. Sid, somebody's looking cooler than you are.
Abel, give me some candy.
There's gonna be a snack now.
Sid?
Wait, did I sense a bully in the hallway?
Lonnie over to go into detention. Oh. What you said earlier, your innuendo earlier was
now
beyond.
You said you wanted the judges call.
Oh, yeah. Judges call.
Are the judges calling it? Okay.
Good. Snacks for the middle aged dog.
Evil, good. Looks like detention for you. You've been sent back to school and you have to. Okay, we're going to see what the judges say this time. We're going to go to the Grand Nokage judges. Evil, good, neutral. I believe neutrals are good, right?
Yep.
All right, so evil, good. It looks like you have managed to escape the wrath of the judges this time.
This time.
And you arrive at the school just in time to hear Sid doing his thing, you know, like Sid does.
Where's the nearest... You played nice.
That is Leilani. She is the coolest superhero ever.
Totally the coolest superhero ever in a rock star.
Or are you here in your alter ego? Are you your rock star or are you the alter ego?
I'm in my rock star look.
Okay, totally the coolest person ever, Leilani.
You're 13 and have understand that girls are kind of a good idea. And Leilani is totally cute.
Say, honey, I've got all your classical music albums.
Did you say classical?
Yes, in the 22nd century. And a half.
Smackdown!
Oh, Leilani is distracted, yes! Make one to smack it! Protector of the week!
I got a six.
Him or the nearest person, doesn't matter.
Okay!
Timber and...
Physical education!
Yes, I made it!
Seed, I think you're this.
I was exploring the, quasi-dimensional map of the school at the moment, so...
Make me a temporal physics roll.
There yes. Was the...
All right, you get to the shoes, who gets the smackdown instead?
Matilda or Matilda? Alani is on the rear.
And... the smackdown?
No, actually, he's completely right. Yes, Matilda.
Ah! Yes.
After all, she's popular and evil.
It's true.
There it is, crossover time.
Oh no!
You get a little message. Time to increase ratings.
The Tokyo Masks have come to Advanced Dimensional Green Ninja Educational Preparatory Super Elementary Gorgeous 555. They are the coolest superhero team ever.
Oh my gosh!
Hank Johnson, this is your dad. The one over there with the green bandana. That's your little girl.
Hi, Papa.
Cousin who decided to fight for the forces of good.
Abel and
Evil.
But Abel's here too, right?
Yes,
Abel is good. So.
Yeah, Abel is good.
Technically, I'm good, but I'm with her.
Yep.
And sure the middle-aged ones.
Yes, you get a sense that the middle-aged ones are escaping from their eternal prison of IRS.
It's okay. You are as good at what you do as you can.
We have.
That must be zero.
He is dead. He did a curtain.
Oh, Canadian ninja there, eh? Hey, Canadian ninja there. There's your protege, Hebame. He's dressed like a popular porcupine girl.
I am very,
there,
very
eh?
Proud of you.
Okay. We're the hero.
We are the Tokyo Mass, and we're here to enroll a new student. Yay!
Come,
introduce him. This is Doomkopf. I'm sorry, dear. You need to be very nice to him. He's a bit older than some of the rest of you, but I'm sure he's just as much fun as the rest of you. You're wonderful. So, y'all gotta play nice now, okay?
And stay in school!
It's true!
This message has been brought to you by the Tokyo Masks!
Yay!
I'm giving free school presents after school. If you want to learn school, it's only giving free presents.
I believe my skull translates.
Thank you, Parker!
I would love surfing lessons after school. That would be really cool.
A lot of bilingual individuals.
He's ginger.
He just said he was giving free surf lessons after school.
She's beginning English.
The Rockstar is so awesome. I gotta beat up on somebody just to show how cool I am.
Yes. Okay. Who are you gonna beat up?
Who's next?
That kid.
Who's been the quietest?
Yes. That kid. The new guy.
Oh,
Billy.
New kid.
Billy. No, why does that sound wrong to me? Why does Billy sound wrong?
I believe that it would be that kid.
No, you guys forgot me.
Oh, yeah.
New ninja
moves. It looks like a paint storm is a brewing.
Did you see it? Give me the candy.
Uh-oh. Hank Johnson has just taken away a candy from you.
Zombie kid. Eats candy. Excellent zombie kid.
You don't be picking on the weaker ones.
Hey, don't be picking on them where you can find me picking on them.
Do, 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 do.
Yes, Matilda.
Do I fully notice that she's totally dressed in the same thing as me and can change my clothes?
Totally.
I totally can't be something much cooler. Something much cooler because I'm like the most popular girl ever. And I make it look
awesome. Yes. Yes, you may. Yes, you've totally changed your clothes. Now, make me a ninja disguise roll. Yeah, you're totally looking in the mirror, and you look perfect. You're wearing a ninja mask for some reason, but, you know, whatever.
It totally goes with the outfit, though.
I approve of more black.
Part of the material, you've been quiet, and there's been stuff going on. What are you doing
with him? Excellent. Ma ha 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 ha.
Yes, very good, sir.
Ooh, he said thank you. It's amazing.
I found a cafeteria.
Ooh.
Yeah, sure, that's cool.
Dusty! What are you doing?
I'm hiding in the library.
All right! Make me a hiding in the library roll. That would be obvious distraction.
What are you doing today, yeah. Crazy Ernie?
All right, so who else could possibly be in the library?
I am looking up the newest book.
Make me a math and science roll.
Dude, I can't
really
follow.
No! Dusty is totally over there trying to hide behind the books.
Hi, Dusty.
Oh, there I am.
A bug will drop that bucket to the ground and put things in toxic waste.
Oh my, make me a ninja man, a ninja hero.
You
failed! No, he failed! Heavy May appears in a smoke bomb. Your twin is here. And totally wearing exactly the same thing you are.
You totally can't do that. That's just totally wrong.
Good luck tonight.
I am putting down a button.
What is that? Hold on, give me the candy and then tell me what the button does.
I put it on the ground above the toxic waste chamber.
Ooh, it's a toxic waste
so
chamber.
So somebody can hit it and drop whoever's next there into the
base. Excellent. Yes, excellent.
Nothing ever goes wrong.
I want the toxic waste chamber.
Akira, I think it might have to fall on Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Who?
What? Why does that name sound so familiar?
I'm not sure.
Everybody, you are activating the red button. Yes, sir.
I think the Martian is.
I'm sorry, the what?
You're the Martian kid. Whatever, the green kid.
Martian.
Green kid?
Yeah,
he's just like a smackdown the princess or something.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, totally. It's a classic. Hey, Belle.
Yeah.
Christine's coming over to you.
What?
Versus
Mac and
Drew.
Uh-oh. Oh, my.
I don't think so. Give me the candy.
Foreign guys are totally way cuter.
I'm afraid of feeling some toxic waste.
Oh no! Toxic waste!
But I have to show off that I'm totally cooler than my twin because I'm just the most popular girl in school for Dusty.
Ooh!
I'm showing off here for you because I'm like totally cooler than my twin over there.
Make me a popular girl in school role.
Better than you are!
Dusty!
From the shelf,
and I'll
show
it
to her as an obvious distraction.
Paul, yes, maybe an obvious distraction roll.
Yeah.
No, you. All right, we're gonna go to the judges.
Oh.
Unless you spend candy.
Or no, you make a looking.
You can have the grape.
We're still gonna go to the judges.
Let's see.
I believe that Matilda is evil because she's popular. Oh, it looks like good. Hey, look.
Oh my God.
Wait, Dusty is holding up a book.
Books are totally not cool.
Why are you spending the candy on this?
And now you don't know where Dusty went.
Not against like, Sid.
He totally disappeared.
I'm going to head to the bathroom and take a trip to the 22nd and a half
all
century.
All right, obviously, Sid, you are evil.
All right, make me a temporal physics roll.
Good. Everyone, Ryo Gruberman and Sid get into a quick cool-off on surfing / hoverboarding. And Ryo wins.
Whoa!
Kindergartner right there.
I escaped to my secret lair.
Make me a contingency planning roll.
I have already put a robot double out for Sid to
make me a contingency planning roll.
It says things like, don't
candy goes to Sid. That's
yeah, that candy does go to Sid. Sid, you punch Victor von Bismarck.
Head falls off.
And his head falls off.
Please don't hit me. Please don't hit me. Please don't hit me.
All right.
Please have an obstacle course. Where's the locker?
The locker is over here somewhere.
Error.
I won't read right back.
I'm looking at the
yes, Matilda.
I'd like to try to throw off my double, but I want to be one of the people not out yet next season scarf I have.
Oh my! Make me a fashion sense roll.
But I believe I already have all the knockoffs for heading in.
Ah, make me a future Earth history roll.
I make it.
Well, yes, I do.
All right, do you wish to spend candy?
Yes, I do.
Do you wish to spend candy? I believe that we're going to go to the judges.
I will spend candy.
Wow. Heavy May has spent candy. I think we're going to go to... No, I guess it just works. Yes.
Abel, you're totally spending a candy for me.
Oh, I see. Abel's spending a candy. Apparently next year's fashion is going to be intestines.
There's a guy sitting there.
We're going to go to the judges.
Having the finest intestines from the intestine stitches of
Evil. Oh, my. You know, you couldn't have predicted this. I mean, who could have possibly foreseen that next year's fashion is going to be intestines? You had, something knit out of...
Like to wait,
that's not how... There's going to be a new fashion trend that your company may not be invested in at this point.
Right? Okay, I have some dynamite here. Would you like this?
It's our...
Buy me $200,000 worth of intestinal filters.
Excuse me, Mr. Abel. May we buy your
and I played my best of Bernani CD, and all that came out was some sort of strange arena rock band called Journey that I'd never heard of before. I know!
Indeed.
I don't know. Fear that there may be crap forming in the skin of the universe. We've got a tiny whammy reference.
Yes. Here you go, sir.
I asked for future.
Oh.
All right. Who? Pick a person. Beat him up.
Fashions are changing at a rate unpredicted by our
you probably come over to Sid comes over and is like,
why, yes.
Hey, what's up? The hoverboard?
Yeah, I will take
it. It's so totally rad. Look how fast it goes.
That's
kind of
cool, actually.
It is
kind of
cool.
I'll totally take a ride.
And she's an older kid.
And he's older.
Yes, very good. Here you go,
sir.
Excellent.
We gave you judges 2 days ago.
I don't know what it's called, but it was at the bottom of the toxic drum.
Very good, sir.
Oh, my.
Look what was found in the
I don't know if it's I'm not sure if it's a star or a tree, but
it's the starfish.
What?
Star tree.
You have successfully mapped out your basket, but what are you doing now?
Sleeping.
In your bed. Make me a sleep mode roll.
Well,
you failed to sleep. You failed to sleep.
That's because S9, something wrong is going with time. Come, S9, we must save the future for the past for the future.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's something horrible is clearly happened to S9. I believe that
a physical education will be in order.
Oh, wow.
Spend the candy.
No, boxcars.
Oh, my. Your boxcars is beaten by her more than whatever. So make me a health roll, Pat.
All right.
Yes. All right. So the cat just jumps on you and clawing up your chthonic screwdriver.
Blood? Chthonic screwdriver.
Make me a black magic roll to see if you can collect the blood of the future.
I'll get it.
It comes in little tiny beads like Dippin' Dots.
Yes, I have the blood of the future.
Oh, you collected the blood of the future. Imagine what sort of evil things you can do. Are you offering it up to the middle-aged ones?
I'm offering it up to the middle-aged ones to bring darkness upon this
No! Floor! You don't know what you're doing. You're mad, I tell you. Mad. You don't know the ramifications of this. No! I don't know. There's some sort of message I've been getting all day, but I can't remember what it is. We must find it.
Totally uncool.
Okay.
I get off the bike.
Quick, Barry, we must take advantage of our current gender synchronicity and go to the boys' bathroom.
Meanwhile,
away!
I'm feeding Abel's and zombie plastic explosive for the business. I'm putting it in red button on him.
Ah, very good.
Good lady.
My tank is going to stand in the way of this.
I don't think so. No button on the zombie.
Oh, hi!
I got a smile!
My kindergarten to beat up, mister!
It's okay, right, Abel?
I don't mind.
You have not paid for it.
Thanks for the candy.
I don't mind. She doesn't feel nice.
Look over there!
Harry
must go to detention.
No,
they're stupider.
No, you're going to give me your glasses.
Together in the chaos and darkness.
Please, I'll save the future with you.
We have to save the future together.
Did you disappear?
You guys want to bring me the body of Dusty, preferably alive.
Mel, do you want to make a badminton festival?
Yes, I do.
A candy was
preferably alive.
No, you end up.
It's some sort of
you
message.
Get chosen.
I don't remember it after I see it.
Well, I guess he's Dusty.
No, that's Dusty.
Green kid.
Hey, Dusty. Jay, I think that Heavy Man is also being Dusty and Dusty are both brought to you.
Hey, bonus.
Why, like, they're so dusty it may in fact even be a desert.
They're brought to you by these you know, guys wearing suits. They've got a little bit of a pot belly, and they're wearing suits, and they're balding with comb overs. What?
One of them's wearing a parka.
One of them's wearing a parka.
The IR Eskimo. Ninja vanish.
And one of the Dusties disappears, but the other is right here.
Dusty.
Make me a disguise. Oh, when the other Dusty disappears, all of the Dusties disappear.
That one was on me. Here you go.
Okay, come on, laugh with us.
Glasses kiss. The mouth's open. Is this yours?
Well, anyway.
Awesome.
Victor, make me a contingency planning roll, Victor. Make me a contingency planning roll. You made it. Make me a disabling bombs roll. That would be math and science.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you totally read about how to do this in your...
He researches for his Garps character.
Yeah, for Garps.
Yeah.
He totally researches for his Garps character. So we're going to go to the judges, and we're going to see what they say. Evil, good. Oh, I'm sorry. Make me a health roll, Dusty. You were not able to disable it in time.
Sure.
Dusty, the book exploded.
Book Dusty is covered in soot and just his eyes.
Did it explode? Sorry.
Dusty's glasses go flying. Dusty's glasses go flying.
Akira, do I totally know like one Greek word?
You totally know where Dusty's eyes. That Dusty's right there and without glasses.
I totally know like one Greek word, like Uno or something, right?
Not this fast. Not this soon and fast together in this particular conjunction. It's very complex.
You got a lot of money. Dusty, comes over and welds your glasses to your head with the cathodic screwdriver.
Whatever.
There's something weird about that.
What are you doing? Good idea.
Now we have to be very, very careful because I'm getting some sort of message.
Oh, the new kid. Yeah, what about him?
What's
he doing?
He's around here.
I don't know.
Somewhere.
What's Henry doing?
Hey, what's Henry doing?
Henry?
And really bad. And I guess that other guy.
He's taking a stroll through outside.
Nice. So what about that other kid?
What other kid?
There's some other kid up on top of Henry.
What?
Why does that sound so familiar?
You guys can all see Henry walking past one of the windows, and there's some other kid, like, sitting on his shoulder.
What? Why does it sound so like me? It's almost like I hear that name over and over again somewhere.
Who is the new kid?
No, there it is! And there it is again! And there! And there! It's all over the place! Who is Timmy?
Oh, no!
Grab yourself a piece of candy for that one.
No, here's some. Come and see.
Yes, there is. You need the hall pass.
Where is Timmy?
There are signs all over the hallway saying who is Timmy.
Come, I'll show you quickly.
Follow him.
Who is Timmy?
Oh, God.
Who's Timmy? And again, who is this?
It's all over! This is some sort of message!
Maybe the new kid's Timmy.
What?
Maybe the new kid's Timmy.
Maybe the new kid's Timmy. Do you think the new kid's Timmy? Then take the whole pass.
All five of them?
Oh.
Maybe.
But then we have to find this Timmy, whoever he is.
Timmy,
he
raise your hand.
He may be the key to saving the pass for the future.
Timmy!
Henry, have you seen Timmy?
He must be in that room.
Oh. Christ, Lord, for not teaching me to speak Robert. Yes.
I'm summoning my team and hunting for Timmy.
Sir, yes, sir! Suddenly, all of you hear the rumbling of a huge motorbike. A shadow blots out the sun.
Okay, oh, no. I may have miscalculated.
Freeze, truant! Return to school grounds immediately.
It's all over! It's all over everywhere! Yeah. Forget that we were all outside of the school.
Yes, totally.
It's Brunin!
Between the scientists and the producers making energy, you
have to find
a translator device attached to your back.
We're trying to find the baby CEUs. they're turning them into energy, and we're trying to save them, and we can't actually stop them because there's not a law against it yet.
Of course!
So we need petitions to speed up the council making the law against it so we can then do our job and save the day.
That must be what's breaking time. Oh no! That's not a fuzzy accent! That must be breaking time and space! And according to those messages, only Timmy can fix it!
We need to make turning them into energy illegal.
No, the other one.
What? We need to make turning them into energy illegal. The council's been very slow at making law against it.
Yes, sir.
First, find Timmy.
Yes, sir.
Jeeves, find Timmy. Jeeves, club a baby seal for me.
What did this Timmy look like, sir?
I have no idea.
All right.
Is this a baby seal?
Your agonizing prickliness spoke to me. Summon to me or something with that weird stuff.
Guys, can I be on your team?
You totally should.
All right. Stay in school.
Sorry, Papa.
I found Timmy!
What?
Where?
You mean that giant robot right there?
The giant robot, Henry?
This fellow says his name is Timmy.
We found Timmy!
Timmy, we found Timmy!
Oh,
yes, Timmy! Where? Only you can see the past from the future of the past!
We're totally not allowed to use pen.
The Papa Hen needs a pen.
We won't kill anyone.
Besides, pens are totally not cool.
You're saying a petition?
Rules must be obeyed.
Right. Cover your mask, assemble! We have evil!
That's because I come up and Nothing but injustice.
This is your other cousin Abel.
I'm looking for baby
seals. I'll totally sign petitions. They're hard to find. Petitions are nice.
Let's go shake some down. I bet there's a fish canner that has some. Okay.
What's the matter with your cousin?
Petitions are cool.
I'm sorry, Zero. You have absolutely no idea what's wrong. It feels like just a normal baby because you are an adult. And that's...
He's just a normal kid. Yeah.
Of course.
But he kind of smells funny.
He does smell funny, though, so... See, not in
maybe you should do a deodorant.
Heads are totally uncool.
Yes, perhaps a deodorant ad.
Ah, yes! He's old!
Only I can hurt my baby.
Just Mr. Raw, isn't that
wrong? Not a the rest of you may torture me.
Yes. Best sister ever.
James!
Yes, sir!
Kitty!
Wow, I am even excited in which to buy
it. Very good, sir!
Does it need to be
should all of us sign it, sir?
Yes!
Yes.
Very good, sir!
It's going excellently!
Good! Very good, sir.
Anderson, that will cut into the world supply of baby seals and platypi. And
that's where your money comes from.
Considerable fortune on that.
Would you sign for this, Jeeves? Yes, Prince Anderson asked us to sign. Jeeves number 27.
All right, I believe that Jeeves 15 through 473,212.
They pronounce right, so they'll just sign with an X.
In the meantime, I have made a Timmy detector.
Right, you know your work here.
Surprise.
All right. Oh.
Back to the combining.
Ah. And remember, children, when you see through your education, you will see yourselves become educated.
And more,
wait, no. Hey, Papa.
And gosh, aren't they the greatest guys?
Aren't they the greatest guys? So, Sasha, all these shenanigans have been happening.
The kitty is playing with the square thingy.
I intend to go through with this.
Make me a temporal visit.
Luckily, God fought out and fucking his back.
Can I come along?
I don't know. No, I'm not looking for.
We go back in time.
All right, you do it. Abel,
yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
You can tell you something.
That fine boy,
what does that do to Anders?
Oh, I'm sure there's something.
Evil.
Evil.
All right. I'm not sure.
Yes.
Ann, come here for a second.
Come here. It's so 47, subparagraph 3.
All right, sounds good.
I think you've done bad.
Super villain.
You get to make a super villain role.
This high school is weird, drinking.
So you guys are all
back to the boardroom.
There's a bunch of cats.
I summon the spirits of
the bus. Too bad.
Oh no! Make me a black magic roll.
Abel, as you all know, everybody knows, Abel is
attacking Henry.
We did that.
I hear the chanting, and it sounds like the boy.
Hey, Henry, change something, and everything went awry.
Henry, it's covered in rust.
It's not a student. It's a robot.
Luckily,
robot, not a student.
Hold on, one moment.
It's still a bullying.
You guys have been around so many seals that you have a seal against rust.
Anyway.
You're covered in rust, and it just like falls off, and you kind of knock against it.
Of course.
Have you met?
You're the leader.
You created him. You must finish this. I take no responsibility for my own acts.
I'm standing on top of a robot. I've got my BB gun.
It's fine. I will fix whatever's wrong with your
that
program.
That would be physical education. You can spend candy to automatically succeed. Who are you hitting? Who are you hitting? Ha ha! Make me a physical education roll.
Yeah, let me give it to you.
Is Timmy a first grader?
I fail.
Oh no! You've been hit in the head with a BB and knocked out into the nurse's office.
Wait, Timmy.
You sat there.
I heard the name again. Where is it?
Akira.
Yes.
I think you're saying.
Could I be Timmy?
Are all of the evil ones in the same place?
The whole time?
Sure.
Then I then I get inside Mrs. Tuggles.
Ha 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 ha! The green giant.
And I started shooting.
There is a giant green capybara mecha that has just come out of the garage. And Hank Johnson, you can hear Hank Johnson's voice come over the loudspeaker.
I'm tired of all the bullying. All you guys are going to need to shot at.
And then a big cannon starts firing huge dodgeballs at you. All the evil guys make physical education rolls. Yes, you can use somebody as a shield. Who are you using?
Abel has...
All right, excellent.
Abel has suggested that perhaps I am Timmy myself and didn't know it, which is why I couldn't receive the message. So perhaps I am evil.
Maybe.
Oh, dear. I'm in my lair.
You totally are. Make me a secret lab roll.
Yep.
Oh, no. Yes, sir.
I use James as a shield.
Oh, very good, sir.
I am totally in my lair.
All right.
Neither good nor evil paid me off yet, so I'm not a target.
You're not a target.
Oh, no.
All right.
I failed.
You're evil.
Those of you that did not spend candy on this roll are hit and knocked into the nurse's office. Yes, give me a huffboarding roll.
I do.
You are still hit because you did not spend candy.
Akira.
With the dodgeball. And Ann is hit like 12 times with the dodgeball.
Akira. All right, don't cut each other.
Pat Summers, kindergarten time traveling gender bender, at your service.
Oh no! Pat Summers has undergone some sort of a transformation!
A regeneration, even!
Maybe!
He's evolving! Kindergartner!
Zero!
It's clobbering time!
The mecha reaches down and taps you on the shoulder. Dun, dun, dun. Give me the candy.
I believe it's also.
Nick Roll, Martin.
He totally does it and he gets hit. He's like,
yes. You hit Hank with the anti-Hank modulator, which turns Hank from protector of the weak to abuser of the weak.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't suppose it's any baby would convince you otherwise.
Who thinks this is good?
Jenny babies. All right.
Take care of him, funny talking kid.
Jenny baby.
And I have a bone to pick.
There you go.
The beard.
I got turned evil.
Yes, but what are you firing?
Dodgeballs. From the Capybara Mecca. At everyone who's good.
Does it unroll?
We have like the same
now?
Classes, man. All right. Come on.
Actually, yes. Wait a second.
You are all blasted through the ceiling.
Oh, spend a candy for me. Totally.
A splash.
I knocked off of her glasses with the dodgeballs.
They were used in my face!
Okay. The writers forgot about that!
I think
okay,
wait.
Judges.
Somewhere on the evil side, though.
The world has been totally upside down, face!
Evil Teslatron team.
I have fired you down.
No, we can't keep on going back in time to stop ourselves. We're going back in time to stop ourselves. We're going back in time.
Now I'm time to the anti-Teslatron. Everybody knows how this goes. Speed.
Gaming with around here.
What you need, my friend, is the Gamer's Haven.
Gamer's Haven? What's that?
The Gamer's Haven is a podcast that talks about all sorts of tabletop games, RPGs, card games, board games, and more. And if you have a need of a fix of role-playing, listen to one of their many actual play podcasts. They have ones for Deadlands, Dungeons & Dragons 4E, Pathfinder, and more. Just go to www.gamershavenpodcast.com to find them.
Wow! Are you some sort of sage?
No, I am just a guy from New Jersey doing a really bad accent. Go to the Gamer's Haven now!
been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.